Clell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well indeed. I mentioned the choir earlier. I've played a little bit off the wonderful sound a few moments ago, and I see a couple of texts in already saying Hardin Simmons University Concert Choir, absolutely excellent. Why are you coming our direction?
We're on a tour, an international tour from the United States, and we're coming to Belfast actually to sing as a part of Christian Aid Week, and we're giving a concert at the Agape Center there that's associated with the church, and it's to raise funds for Christian Aid, and we are delighted and honored to have asked and to be a part of that.
Yeah, the Agape Center is 238 Lisburn Road in Belfast. Everyone will know exactly where that is. And I was speaking about a week of recognition. Christian Aid Week is so well established here. I always associated with the little red envelopes. Now, if people go along to the Agape Center on Wednesday the 18th of May, which obviously is tomorrow, if you go along, what is the repertoire? What's on your menu?
Oh, we have music from American, English, Irish, and Scottish composers. And we brought a lot of folk song settings, American folk song settings and spirituals. But we're also singing pieces such as James McMillan, who is a Scottish composer. We're singing his Gallant Weaver. We have several motets by Stanford, the Irish composer. And we're doing a wonderful Christmas piece by Will Todd, called My Lord Has Come. So we're trying to bring together the Ireland and America and Scotland and England and enjoy the wonderful music of all these countries.
Will a Christmas piece not seem out of place in the middle of the summer?
Oh, well, yes, but it's such a beautiful text, I couldn't resist it.
It must be like a military operation to take this choir from Abilene, Texas, around the world.
We have a wonderful tour company that does most of the organization, fortunately. My job is to prepare the chorus, and their job is to get us here safely, and they have done that very well. And I have a good, these are university students, and they're just wonderful students. Not only are they very talented and sing beautifully, but they're just great people, so well-behaved. It's been a wonderful, marvelous trip.
And would most of them, I presume all of them, are probably churchgoers, because this research that's been done suggests if you are a churchgoer, you will live longer.
Yeah, I was glad I heard that broadcast, and I thought, boy, I'm really glad to hear that.
I wonder, what is it about going to church that makes people feel so good?
Well, I think it feeds the soul. We receive nourishment from church and our relationship with the divine, and I think that's so very important in our life. And as you know, Hardin Simmons University is a faith-based university. In fact, our creed is that we believe in an education that is enlightened by faith. So, that is very much a part of who we are as a university, is our faith and the church and our part of the relationship with the divine. And music is a part of that. That's music that expresses that.
Well, we've got a chance to enjoy it tomorrow night here in Belfast. Dr. Wright, looking forward to getting reports from those who are listening to the programme this morning, a bit of feedback from those who go along to the Hardin Simmons University Concert Choir at the Agape Centre, Lisburn Road, tomorrow night. And here's the really good news. It's free. The entrance is free. You couldn't beat that. Kel, good speaking to you.
Good to speak with you too. Thank you so much for having us on.
It is a pleasure. That's Dr. Kel Wright there from Hardin Simmons, assisting with Christian Aid Week here in Belfast this week. 17 minutes past 11. So this research, it's in a number of papers, but I'm reading the Daily Telegraph's John Bingham. He says for the past 2,000 years, it's preached a message of eternal life, but only in the hereafter. Now experts have pointed to evidence that going to church could actually help you live longer in the here and now. Analysis of data charting the lives of more than 74,000 women over a 16-year period has found that the most regular churchgoers were 33% less likely to die during that time than those who never attended a service. And even irregular going to church helps with longevity. I like the sound of this, I do. 90-33-105, 077-66-105-105. Like the like of this, is this absolutely uplifting.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
That saved a wretch
like me.
I once was lost,
but now
I'm fine. But now
was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace.
So if you're hearing that in a church, are you feeling better?